Menachas Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Elu Menachas Nikmotzes Ushiyorein LaKayanim. These are the Korban Minchas, and the general rule of Korban Menachas is the Kmitzo, and the Haktorah of the Kmitzo, Kabbalah, we put into the Klisharis, the Locha, and the Shiyore HaMincha are eaten by the Kayanim. Minchas Soilas, Machlas, Mamacheshes, Vachalas, Verakikin. Minchas Goyim, Minchas Noshim, Minchas Ho'oimem, Minchas Choytim, Minchas Knois. So again, all these categories, the first five are the different types of menachas, the regular standard korban menachas. Minchas Goyim just means that even though there's no achila shlomim by a korban of a goy, it'll always be hukta kolil, but the Minchas Goyim, the shiori ha-mincha can be eaten, and also shteta that a goy could bring. Minchas Noshim l'choy, there's no chiddush, just to say that Noshim and Anoshim have the same din. The difference between Anoshim and Anoshim maybe are only legabi smicha on a korban zevach, so it really doesn't have to be spoken out, Noshim. Minchas Goyim, actually, if you look over here to Mefarshim, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. It's taka not so poshut. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that a goy could bring all korbanos nedova, including a korban mincha. Rabbi Kiva holds not that way. He holds that a goy can only bring a korban oila and not other korbanos. Minchas oime, minchas choyte, minchas knois are korbanos not benedova. They're fesibois. Minchas oime was brought only on the second day of Pesach. Minchas choyte is only if somebody had to bring one of the korbanos. Whereas mechuyev a korban oila v'yoyrit. Minchas knois is only isha that was accused of being a soite. Rabbi Shimon oime, minchas choyte shel kohenim nikmetzes. The minchas choyte of a coin that doesn't have area has to bring a korban chatzis like everybody else, a korban oila v'yoyrit as well. So even though his personal korban mincha is eni nikmetzes, it's hukta kolil, but the minchas choyte, it doesn't have his personal status, and it does need kmitza, v'akoymitz korev la'atzmoy, v'ashirayim kreven la'atzmoy. It's true that they're not eaten, but it does need kmitza. It's true that the Torah in Parshas Tzav says that all minochos of a kohen are hukta kol, but he has a special limud in the pasuk in Parshas Noisi v'hoisa la'kohen kimincha that it has the din the seder akrov of a mincha, which means that it has to have a kmitza, and even though it's la'kohen, the la'kohen over here means even if it's being brought by a kohen, still the halacha is that it's kimincha. This raid about this being makriv hashirayim kraven la'atzmon, the nature of this is a little bit interesting. The koimitz is a haktorah, and it's burnt on the regular marocha al gavim mizbech. The shirayim achren want to be medayik, biskirov and others, that since the Mishnah says bifnei atzmon, kraven la'atzmon, so mele, it's not part of the regular chalokim of the korban that are hokrav. Shirayim are not hokrav, it's a din sreifa. But it's not a din hakrova. When it's a regular minchas koyin, so the whole thing, the hakrov is the gansazar, that's a regular hakrova. Over here, the hakrova is niskayim in the koimrit. The shirayim has a din serefa, so it's burnt on a different chelik of the mizbeach. It's kemat mafurish in a shita, but the biskirov is mark of this din. The other nafkamina of that will be that if it's a regular hakrova, haktorah, it has to be done by yoyim. If it's just a serefes hakorbonos, achilas mizbeach, it can be done balayla as well. That's another nafkamina of this. Mincha beis, minchas koinim, minchas koin mashiach, minchas nesochim. The minchas koinim, or the minchas koin mashiach, which has to be brought, mechtzisa baboik, mechtzisa be'erv, that we've learned about, or minchas nesochim is the auxiliary nesochim that are brought with every korban behemah. Goes completely la mizbeach ve'ein bohem l'kohanim. There's no chelik that's given to the kohanim. Bozeh yofe koyach ha-mizbeach mikoyach ha-kohanim. This last phrase, bozeh yofe koyach ha-mizbeach, is self-evident. That means that there's more achilas ha-mizbeach than the kohanim. So the Rav brings from the Gemara that's coming la-fuke, a shita that's brought in the Gemara, exactly how the hakrova, haktora, nisuch, of minchas nesochim is done. So the Gemara says like this: when a person brought a korban, so the nisuch ha yayin of the nesachim was poured into the svolim on the side of the mizbeach. Lemaisa, when a person would bring a korban minchas yayin, we learned earlier, we had a mesachas vachim already, that a person could be makriv nischei yayin as a zach for itself. It doesn't have to be only betziruv to a korban behema. So in that case, it's not the regular, it doesn't go on the regular place of the svolim of the nesachim. What there's a shita that what they would do is mizalfe al ishim, they would sprinkle it alo ishim on the fire, and it gets burnt up straight on the fire. They don't pour it in the svolim, and then memela it gets consumed by the mizbeach. So that the Gemara is willing to hear that's not yafa kayach mizbeach because it gets burnt up right away. It's not so much a chilas on mizbeach. So he says no. The Rav explains that what the Mishnah is saying is yofa koyach mizbeach that's poured kishar nesachim in the hole, the svolim on top of the mizbeach. It's yerid l'shitim deep in the ground underneath the mizbeach. These are two nekovim that were by the mizbeach v'yerid l'mata ad ha'yisoid, and that is a din of koyach mizbeach. It's not just burnt in the fire ala mizbeach, but it's yofa koyach hamizbeach. That's the emphasis in these words of the Mishnah. Shtei halechem v'lechem haponim lakoyanim ve'im behem lamizbeach. The shtei halechem lechem haponim don't have akrova. The akrova of the shtei halechem is the kvosim that are matiron. The matir of the lechem haponim is the shtei bezichei levoinim. But they themselves go completely to the kohen, the opposite of a regular korban menachos of a kohen, which is kulei lamizbeach, over here it's kulei lakoyanim. And again, this needs a hezber. So the Rav has Nariku's Dvarim over here also. And he says, Lasu yishtei alechem shalatzeres, if they were brought by themselves beloy kvosim, so you would say that maybe over there, since there's nothing lamizbeach, so then they have to be lasreifim. We kamash malon that no, yofer koyach kehanim, that even if they brought by bifnei atzmim, if there were no kvosim, Lamaisa, even without the matir of the kvosim, they're nechal akanim, and they're not lamizbeach. That's the emphasis of Yofa Koyach ha kohanim.